The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, Salaam Alaikum. How are you doing? Inshallah, all of you are doing well. Today, we're going to speak about water in Islamic culture. Today, 17th of the month of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 29th of January 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment while listening to verse 18 of chapter Mu'minun. Then we come back and learn more about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنزلنا من السماء ماء بقدر فأسكنناه في الأرض وإنا على ذهاب به لقادرون.
And we have sent down rain from the sky in a measured amount and settled it in the earth. And indeed, we are able to take it away.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
After the heavens from which life-giving water descends, the earth is the next source of life upon which all living creatures depend and is one of the most important blessings of Allah. Then the verse refers to a more important issue in this connection, or which is the storage of water in the ground. We know that the outward crust of the earth consists of two layers, the permeable and the impermeable. If all of the earth's crust were permeable, water from rains, even from the long-continued rains, would immediately seep into the depth of the earth and everywhere would remain dry.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
Yes, we're speaking about water in Islamic culture, so be with us. Until we actually stop to think about it, it can be easy to take the natural resource that is water for granted. While we do not tend to see or realize just how much water we waste on a daily basis, it is still something very valuable to life and something that many people around the world are lacking in and praying for. In today's convenient world, we often don't think twice before wasting water on unnecessary things such as washing our cars or just running the tap, waiting for the correct temperature. When we run a long bath, flush the toilet, excessively wash dishes, brush our teeth, or spend extra time in the shower just because we feel like it, it can be easy to forget about those who are in desperate need for something we all too often waste.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the water and its importance and the crisis of the water. But we want to touch this topic, the importance of water, from an Islamic point of view. Among divine religions, none have elaborated on the subject of water as extensively as the religion of Islam, specifically the Holy Quran, the Quran's perspective on moderation and consumption. Moderation means consuming something appropriately and suitably, which is very important and fundamental for balancing income and expenditure. It can also be influential and faithful in the realm of family economics. That said, moderation not only makes sense in the realm of personal economics, but also in public economics. Moderation takes on new meaning and significance during times of crisis. If a society faces a shortage in one or more economic goods, everyone should make efforts to overcome it. It is at such times that moderation occasionally means low consumption at a moderate level, where only the basic and primary needs of the individual or society are met. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, states, moderation must be exercised in the use of water, even if it is found abundantly, because animals also have the right to use this water. The lesson that can be learned from his words is that humans must be aware of the water needs, of other consumers. And this belief is the same as sustainable development.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
The rewards of giving water in Islam, it saves lives, with 842,000 people dying from diarrhea alone each year. Unsafe water is single biggest obstacle to the health of communities in the developing world. Small children are especially vulnerable to cholera and diarrheal illnesses, and unsafe water compromises their immune system as well, making it difficult for them to fight any illness. The gift of water saves lives, which is a hugely rewardable action. Allah says in the Holy Quran in chapter 5, verse 32, and whoever saves one life, it is as if he had served all of mankind. Imagine this. Every single time the clean water you donated saves someone's life, it is as if you have saved all of mankind. One question on today's special, how to drink water according to Islamic Sunnah. Sit down and drink water. Everyone is in a hurry for something, but that should not stop us from taking a moment to sit down and drink it in a healthy way. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, sit down and drink. Sincere has proved that drinking water whilst standing or walking can cause gastrointestinal tract or GIT damage, kidney damage, arthritis, nerve tension, and other disorders. Drink water while taking 3 breathing pauses. It's a good tip. It is prohibited to drink water in a single gulp, an act that we normally do when we are extremely thirsty. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, do not drink water only in one breath, but drink it in 2 or 3 breaths. Scientific studies show that there are many harmful effects in drinking water in one gulp. It can cause choking of esophagus. It especially weakens the muscles and nerves. It is also detrimental for the liver and stomach.
let's take a look at another amazing property of water that truly reminds us of an intelligent desire, an intelligent designer, is that water is very sticky, scientifically speaking, of course. Yes, it's a very sticky substance because the molecules, they stick to each other very strongly. Have you ever seen water droplets on leaves? Right? How do they look like? You see water droplets holding on to each other, right? Well, that's surface tension of water. It's sticky. It can hold on to each other. That's why sometimes you even see some insects standing on water. Have you seen a fly or some insect do that? How do they do that? Because water molecules are very sticky. They have this strong cohesion amongst each other. Now you may be wondering, so what about this property allows us to live? Without this property, we human beings could not survive. First of all, have you ever thought how trees, they extract water from the ground? You know, sometimes these huge trees, like these oak trees, on an average day, they will use 300 gallons of water. Yes, sometimes a single tree can use that much water. Now, how is that tree extracting this water from the ground? Water is pretty heavy, and you have gravity pulling it into the ground. How does the tree extract it all the way up to the branches? It's due to this property of water, and this is called capillary action. To give you an example, if you have a container of water, and you put a very thin tube inside that water, what do you notice about the water level inside the tube compared to that container? Is it higher or lower? It's higher. Why? Because water molecules, they stick. So if you put them in something narrow, they stick to the edges of that glass and they push themselves up against gravity.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for Thought.
Hello everyone, here are some thought-provoking words that will surely benefit all of us, as expounded by the first infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. O tradesman, seek good from God before doing anything else. Seek blessing by dealing with people leniently. Come near to the purchasers. Adorn yourselves with clemency. Avoid swearing. Avoid telling lies. Be away from oppression. Be fair with the oppressed. Do not approach usury. Give a full measure. Weigh things with a right balance. Do not wrong men of their things. And do not act corruptly in the earth, making mischief. ¶¶ Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thumma salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is the program of Hadith of the Day, in which we are going to, inshallah, explain some of the beautiful and very meaningful ahadith of the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this episode, I'm going to explain one of the very meaningful hadiths of ahadith of the Holy Prophet, which is about fulfilling the promises, which is really, really significant for all of us, not only Muslims, but also non-Muslims, to promise their, to fulfill their promises. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَفِي إِذَا وَعَدَ. A very nice hadith. The noble prophet said that one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, man kana, one who yu'min means believe, billahi, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawm, yawm means day, wal yawm al akhir, akhir means last, wal yawm al akhir, and the last day, fal yafi idha wa'ada, he should fulfill whatever he promises. Look, the Holy Prophet says that whatever you promise, you have to fulfill it. It is your duty, it is your responsibility that should be fulfilled by you. You know why? Because the Prophet says that the reason which is shed light here by the Holy Prophet is this, that man kana yu'minu billahi. Prophet says that if you are mu'min, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it mean? It means that a true mu'min, a true believer who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the duty of him, it is the religious obligation on him to fulfill his promise. Wal yawm al-akhir, and the one who believes in the day of judgment, in the recompense day, he has to again fulfill their promises. What does it mean? It means that if you are a true Muslim, if you are a true mu'min, if you really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you really believe in the day of judgment, you should know that you will be asked about all the promises that you have made in your life and you did not fulfill them. Or you will be rewarded, inshallah ta'ala, for all of the promises that you have fulfilled in your life. So that is why, brothers and sisters, particularly Muslim brothers and sisters, we must be very, very much careful and cautious about the promises. When you promise, whatever you promise, Prophet ﷺ says that whatever you promise, it's not only, for example, religious promises, yeah? Islamic promises, no. Whatever promises you promise, you have to fulfill. So it is important from both moral and ethical perspective, as well as religious perspective, because you will be either punished for not fulfilling your promises, or you will be, inshallah, rewarded and you will deserve Jannah if you fulfill your promises in your life. Then, brothers and sisters, I hope that all of us will have, inshallah, this tawfiq and this opportunity to, inshallah, whenever we promise someone something, then, inshallah, we will try our best to fulfill our promises in order to be, inshallah, in order to stay away from the hellfire, and in order that we'll deserve, inshallah, the Jannah in the day of Qiyamah and the hereafter life. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to let you know that again today we have brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Akbari, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir. I really, really welcome you all, brothers. Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome, everyone.
Alaikum Assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
So everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Let's get started. Inshallah, today we will be working on Ayah 152 from Surah Al-An'am. What page, brothers?
149.
So everyone, dear sisters, brothers, as you're listening, turn to page 149, Ayah 152, Surah
Al-An'am.
Let's listen to the recitation, everyone.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wala taqrabu mal al-yatim illa billati hiya ahsanu hatta yablugha ashuddah. وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربى وبعهد الله أوفوا ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون.
That was nice recitation. MashaAllah. ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده. This is a very nice ayah. Let's talk about this ayah, inshallah, and work on the tajweed rules, the important ones here in this ayah. Okay, Hussein, could you read us this ayah once, please? A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa la taqrabu mala al-yatim illa billati hiya ahsanu hatta yablugha ashad.
Thank you. That was nice. He fixed the mistake, yeah? MashaAllah. Yes. Good. So, sometimes when you make a mistake, okay? When you make a mistake, so it's very good if you understand that you made a mistake. So try to fix it, okay? Not only in reading Quran, not only in reading a book, in speech, but everywhere in your life, in any aspect of your life, whenever you see you made a mistake, try to fix it, okay? Yeah. Or if somebody else notices and tells you, hey man, you made a mistake, okay? So get back and fix it. But in recitation, remember that whenever you make a mistake, okay? Try to read it again and fix that mistake. I mean, do not continue with that mistake, okay? In recitation, especially in Quranic competitions. Remember yes. that when you participate... Yeah. In a Quranic competition, okay? So you should not make mistakes. Okay? Yeah. If you make mistakes and you fix it, it's okay. Your recitation is good. But they reduce your mark. All right?
Yes.
This pauses. Thank you, Hussein. Let's explain. So, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Allah Almighty says, do not approach مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. What does it mean?
Don't use
Or taqrabu means do not approach, do not get close to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mal al yatim, the properties of
orphans.
The properties of an orphan. What does it mean? Should not get close to them.
No, because they don't have anyone there to control it. So many people go and
misuse.
Yeah,
them.
Misuse the.
All right. This is the point.
Properties of orphans.
Yeah, this is the point. So Allah Almighty says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. Allah Almighty does not say, don't misuse. Allah Almighty asks, hey, don't get close to it, to the properties of an orphan.
Yeah.
وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. What do you say about it? قَاف has a sukun sign.
Yeah, it's قَلْقَلَة.
قَلْقَلَة, the rule قَلْقَلَة is applied in tajweed, based on tajweed, yes? How many letters are there that... You have to bounce the sound when reading them if they appear saakin.
Yeah, five letters.
Five letters. Qutb jad we call them.
Yes.
Hassan, could you name them? Qutb jad letters.
Yes.
They are very clear.
Qaf.
Qaf.
Ta.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim.
Jim and?
Dal.
Dal. So these five letters, Hussein, whenever they appear saakin, what do?
We'll bounce the sound.
Yeah, pronounce them with an echoing sound, with a bouncing sound. Taqqa. Taqqa. All right? تَقْرَبُوا.
Yes.
وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. 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 Jump. It jumps as if you kick the ball.
Yeah.
And it jumps. A little, yes? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. Or like what do you call it? The heart beats. It jumps a bit. Yes? It jumps. That way. تَقْرَبُوا.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا وسماء
Let's recite the Quran.
So, ma lal yatim, remember the ma sound. Don't say ma lal yatim.
Yeah, okay?
That's not a Persian one. Ma lal yatim. It's a light letter. Okay, good.
وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنٍ
except in the best possible way, in the best possible manner, okay? Which means if you're sure of yourself that you are a just person, a fair person, and you will help him fairly and you will not use his properties for your own benefits, in this case you can, yeah, approach and help him. Doesn't mean you should use it for yourself, okay? حتى يبلغ أشده حسن. In this ayah, the whole ayah, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stopping signs we have. But 4 of them are the same. صلة and one of them is جيم. حسن, explain these two. What do they mean?
All right. صلة tells us it's better to continue.
Okay.
But still you can stop.
You can make a pause, but better to...
Continue.
What about Jim? The baby Jim on the top of the word Awfu. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ Awfu.
Jim tells us that it's optional to continue or to stop.
It means you're permitted. Okay?
Yes.
Jim Jahais. You're permitted. Okay. So, حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ. Look at the ba. يَبْلُغَ. أَشُدَّ. So, move on, Hussein. وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطُ. Listen, everyone, how he recites بالقسط. Let's see, he does the قلقلة or no.
وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطُ.
أحسنت. وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطُ. Yeah, the قلقلة, قلقلة. Alright?
Yes.
So Allah Almighty says, and observe fully the measure and the balance. Be careful about the measures, about the balance, okay? It says not only about the properties of an orphan, okay? Everywhere, everywhere. Whenever, like for example, let me give you an example. You are a shopkeeper, for example.
Yes.
Okay? A shopkeeper.
Yeah.
An orphan comes to your shop mm-hmm. and he says, Uncle, I want something. And God forbid, Shaitan comes and tempts you and tells you, hey, he's an orphan. There's no one to ask you anything about his property and his money, okay? You can sell this, for example, 1 kilo of apple to him, for example, more than others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
MashaAllah. So, أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ. Make sure we have two lean vowel sounds. Could you tell us, Ali Nasir? Lean. Do you remember the mat lean?
Yeah, A sound.
A and?
أَوْ.
أَوْ and A. So, فَتْحَ plus وَاوْ ساكِن, فَتْحَ plus يَا
ساكِن.
وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ. Sometimes we might think like it's wow, so we should read it ooh. Oofu.
Yes.
No. Aufu.
Yes.
Kailu, kaila. Maybe we might think it's kila. But look at the ka. It has a fatha on the top. Yaisakin. So kaila. Sometimes students make this mistake. I've seen. Okay? Wa awful kaila wal mizan. Aufu. They would say ooful kila. It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطَ. Make sure it has قَلْقَلَ. Move on. Ali Nasir, could you continue?
Yes. لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسَحَا.
أحسن. Allah Almighty says, we task no soul except according to its capacity. If Allah Almighty has appointed some rules upon us, okay, that you must, for example, perform prayers 5 times a day, do the fastings, these things, these are because we have this capacity. We have this ability to do so. Don't we have? Huh?
Yes.
Can't we perform 5 times a day prayers? Can we do or no?
Yes.
Yeah, of course we can do. So it's not something we cannot do. Of course, for example, somebody who is ill, he cannot stand up, so we have to do the prayers while standing, yes?
Yes.
Standing
yes.
And the proper way, the normal way. But sometimes if somebody cannot do, so Allah Almighty has not forced them to do it standing, because they can't do. So they have to sit. On a chair, for example, on a yes. table, they have to perform their prayer. If somebody cannot do it on a table, lie back, do it. But you have to do it, okay? لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا. So the rest of them, inshallah, we will read together. All right?
Yes.
So some points. لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها. Very simple. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. And when you speak, be fair. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. Even if it were a relative. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. And fulfill Allah's covenant. Allah's, if you've promised Allah Almighty. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ. Here, وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ. Make sure you have it. We have?
إِخْفَى
for meme. كُمْ بِهِ. We hide the sound. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So, Alhamdulillah, you learned how to recite this ayah. Now, I will recite it once. Make sure you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, time to have a recitation. Everyone, ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده.
ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده.
وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط.
وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط.
لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها.
لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها.
وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَاعْدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى.
وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَاعْدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى.
وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا.
وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا.
ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون.
ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us up to this time. That's it from us for today. Hope you stay with IRB English Radio. See you in the next sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
Illallah,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fawajahum wal'an alahum ajma'in.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, you are aware of the fact that we are discussing the important issue of the status of the supplicants. Up to now, we have mentioned that there are different stages when we look at the supplicants. The supplicant, while invoking the Almighty Allah, can be categorized in different stages, can be put and placed in different stages, the kind of approaches towards the Almighty Allah as the creator of the universes and the absolute cause. In the third stage, the supplicant is only worried about his own request, his own want and desire. In the second stage, actually, the supplicant is not worried about his own need and desire, yet he is worried about the content of the Almighty Allah. He knows that the Almighty Allah likes his servants practice supplication, so he does. That's why he resorts to the Almighty Allah. But in the third stage, which is the stage of those who understand that the Almighty Allah is aware of all aspects of their lives, so these people who have reached this stage actually ask the Almighty Allah to grant them whatever he sees best. Imam Hussein alayhi salam describes the Almighty Allah while supplicating and says, إِنَّ اخْتِلَافَ تَدْبِيرِكَ وَسُرْعَةَ طَوَائِمَ قَادِيرِكَ مَنَعَ عِبَادَكَ الْعَارِفِينَ بِكَ عَنِ السُّكُوتِ عِلَىٰ عَطَاءِ وَالْيَأْسِ مِنْكَ فِي بَلَىٰ. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, O Allah, the diversity of your managements and the hastiness of your determinations make your knowing servants not refrain from asking for your gift. Make them not despair from your mercy when they are afflicted with the calamities in the world. Imam Hussein also says, O Allah, how do I complain my state to you, whereas it is well known to you? كيف أشكو إليك حالي وهو لا يخفى عليك. I know that my state is not hidden. It is well known to you. So how can I complain my state to you? أَمْ كَيْفَ أَتَرَحَّمُ بِمَقَالِي هُوَ مِنْكَ. O Allah, how do I beseech your mercy with my words, whereas even those words are from you? بَرَزَ إِلَيْكَ إِلَىٰ حُكْمِكَ النَّافِذِ وَمَشِيَّتِكَ الْقَاهِرَةِ لَمْ يَتْرُكَ لِذِي مَقَالٍ مَقَالًا وَلَا لِذِي حَالٍ حَالًا. To you and to your inevitable verdict and mighty will, your rule and will have left no sayer a saying, nor to a powerful one a power. You are the absolute cause. You have left nothing for anyone else. And this is the kind of understanding, this is the kind of status that the ones who have reached third stage understand.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, we said that the ones who have reached the third stage of supplication have realized that everything returns to the Almighty Allah, that He is the absolute cause. So they only resort to Him, they ask from Him whatever they think that the Almighty Allah, as their Creator, knows best for them. So they know that even those words they are supplicating with, this is from the Almighty Allah. They know that whatever they are given in this world to be having this chance, having this opportunity to talk to the Almighty Allah, this is one of the things that they must be grateful for. So Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, وَأَلْهَمْتَنَا الْإِنْقِيَادِ لِمَا أَوْرَدْتَ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ مَشِيَّتِكَ. O Allah, You have inspired us to submit to what You have determined by Your will. And he continues saying, حَتَّى لَا نُحِبَّ تَأْخِيرَ مَا عَجَّلْتَ. So we do not like delaying what You have hastened, or hastening what You have delayed, so that we do not hate what You like, and we do not prefer what You hate. And this Imam also says, وَطَيِّبْ بِقَضَائِكَ نَفْسِي. O my Lord, delight my soul with Your judgment. وَسِّعْ بِمَوَاقِعِ حُكْمِكَ صَدْرِي. Please my heart with Your determination, and grant me confidence in order to confess that Your judgment does not decide save what is good. So, dear listeners, this is the kind of third stage we're talking about. This is about which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the stage of satisfaction is the result of the stage of the true belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam introduces these concepts. He says that satisfaction is the source of obedience. In Sabah supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِلَهِ هَذِهِ أَزِمَّةُ نَفْسِي أَقَلْتُهَا بِإِقَالِ مَشِيَّتِكَ. O my Lord, this is the reign of my soul. I have tied it with the hubble of Your will. This is the third stage. We will also discuss the other stages, dear listeners, in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through
every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Agha Muhammadi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Okay, Sheikh Agha Muhammadi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of hujjah. So hujjah is roughly translated into proof, and the Shia Muslims believe that the earth cannot be without the proof of Allah. That's why Imam As is still alive and passing life in major occultation. So first of all, give us the definition of this concept of the hujjah and why. Without Imam Asr, the life cannot go on.
Considering the issue of Hujjah, it is not only Imam al-Asr alayhi salam. Right now, we believe that it is Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. But Hujjah is the representative of Allah on the earth.
Yes.
And so at different times, we had different Hujjah and Hujjaj, or proofs of Allah on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah says, when he wanted to create Adam alayhi salam, when he talked to the angels about it, he said, "Inni ja'ilun fil arz khalifa."